Ich kann so sagen, dass ich mich fragen will, wie man sagt, dass ich das Samach Aleph. Die Mischne sagt, Oni Amenach Bresha Zayis, Ma Shetach Tov Vechulu. A bright says, if the poor person picked up the olives and then put them down, taking those olives from him would definitely be true stealing. Rav Kana was traveling from Hut to Hutzal, and he saw a person throwing sticks at a date tree to knock off the dates. Rav Kana took some of the dates from the ground and ate them. The person told him, I picked up these dates and then put them on the ground, so taking them is stealing. Rav Kana said, you must be from the place of Yoshia, who teaches Allah to his people. The Mishnah said, "Ein memachin biyad aniyei nochrim beleket v'chula." Right? Says we give tzedakah to poor goyim along with poor yidden. We visit sick goyim along with sick yidden, and we bury dead goyim along with dead yidden, all for the sake of darkei shalom. Zok the Mishnah: a woman may lend her sifters, her handmill, and her oven to another woman, even if the borrower is suspected of not keeping halachas of shmita, meaning she keeps the produce beyond the time of beer when she's supposed to get rid of it. But she may not help her in the sorting or the grinding process, because that would be helping someone to do an aver. The wife of a chaver, Zok the Mishnah, who is especially careful regarding ma'aser and tahara, may lend her sifters to the wife of an Amoritz who is not careful regarding Ma'aser and Tahara, and she may even help her in the sorting, grinding, and sifting process, but once water is added to the mixture, at which point it becomes fit to become Tameh, she may no longer touch the item because the person is not allowed to help someone do an Avera. The Mishnah says these leniencies are allowed, Mipnei Darkei Sholem. The Mishnah then ends off, one may help a Goy who is working the land during Shemitah, but may not help a Yid who is doing so. One may also greet a Goy for purposes of Darkei Sholem. Frek the Gemara, why is it also to help the woman who is suspected regarding Shemitah, but it's not also to help the woman who is suspected regarding Ma'aser? Abaye said this is because most Ami Oretz do give Ma'aser. The suspicion is therefore only Derabbanan, and therefore we may help them. The suspicion regarding Shemitah was a Deraisa, the suspicion, and that's the difference. Rava said the Mishnah is discussing an Ami Oretz according to the definition of Rav Meir, who says it refers to someone who eats chulin that is Tameh, and since it's only a concern Derabbanan, one is allowed to help him. In fact, since the Mishnah later said that once water became mixed in, she may no longer help, it would suggest that up until that point, we're not dealing with concerns of Tumah, which is contrary to Rava's explanation. Rava says both parts of discussing Tumah. However, the earlier part is only discussing Tumah of Chulim, which is only an issue Dirabbanan. The second part is discussing Tumah of Chala, which is an issue Dereisa. In fact, my Braisa says that it's also to grind for one who eats Tomei produce. This is contrary to what Rava just said. Abaye said the Braisa is discussing a Kohen who is suspected of eating Tumah that is Tomei, which is an Isser Dereisa. In fact, remember, the same Braisa says that one may take his Torah produce and give it to be watched by someone who himself eats his own produce while Tomei, and we're not concerned that the person will touch it and make it Tomei. Now, according to the last answer that the Braisa is discussing a Kohen, there's a problem because the Braisa says that one may not give his truma to be watched by a Kohen Amoritz because the Kohen feels a connection to the truma and will likely touch it and make it tummy. If so, why does the first Braisa allow the produce to be given to be watched by a Kohen Amoritz? Rav Illa said, the first Braisa discussing where the truma was in a sealed earthenware keli, which cannot become tummy by being touched on the outside. That's why it may be given to the Kohen Amoritz. Fekmar, why are we not concerned that the Kohen's wife will move the keli while she is a nida, in which case the keli and its contents will become tummy? Rabbi Yirmiyah said, the first Braisa discussing produce that was not mukhshar lekabel tummy, the second Braisa discussing produce that was mukhshar lekabel tummy. The Mishnah says that if wheat is given to an Amoritz to grind, we're not concerned that he switched it for produce from which Ma'aser was not given or for produce of Shemitah, but we are concerned that he made the wheat Tameh. We see that we have to be concerned that he makes it Tameh. Mar said we already answered it. The first Braisa is discussing the produce that was not Moshe Lekabel Tumah. The one who brought this Mishnah as a question meant to use it for another question. The Mishnah says we're not concerned that the person switches the produce that he got for produce for which Ma'aser was not given. However, there's a Mishnah that says that we suspect that a mother-in-law may switch the produce given to her by her son. To that, the Gemara answers that the Mishnah itself gives the reason over there as being that the mother-in-law is embarrassed to give her son-in-law spoiled bread. So if the bread from his produce would spoil, she would take from her own and use it. Therefore, it's only in that case that we have to be concerned for switching. Verek Gemara, but the Mishnah says that we also have to be concerned that an innkeeper switches the produce that is given to her. Gemara says that's because the innkeeper wants to give the guest, who is a Talmud Chacham, the freshest bread that she can. Therefore, after a few days, she'll switch to her produce to make new bread. However, generally, there's no concern that an Am HaAretz will switch produce. Vekmar Braisa says that the wife of an Am HaAretz would take from the produce she's grinding and give it to her friend who was helping her grind. Now, she's not allowed to do that because it's actually stealing from her husband, and yet she does that. If she's suspected of stealing, she should surely be suspected of switching the produce. Mar said it's only over there that we have this concern because she feels that if the friend is helping her to grind, she may give her some of the food. However, with regard to a regular Am HaAretz, there really is no such concern.